to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Governor Romney should vigorously defend his record and the fiscal decisions that he's made as a private citizen and with his private company. But we need to remember, and Romney needs to remind the public and the media, that his private bank accounts are not the problem. That is not what is causing the economic demise of this country. It is what Barack Obama believes and then makes manifest in our economy with the failed, monumental failures that kind of replicate the socialist nations that he seems to want to emulate.
That's Sarah Palin with her suggestions on how she thinks Mitt Romney ought to handle the recent attacks on his finances and his tax records. The presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's buzz over to MSNBC where Chris Jensen talked to analysts Molly Ball and Karen Finney about the issue of Romney's finances and whether or not it's a legitimate campaign issue.
The Romney campaign says the reason the president and his campaign are bringing this up is because Barack Obama doesn't want to talk about the economy. Same reason they say that he's bringing tax cuts again. Does Barack Obama, Karen, really think there's some there in not releasing these tax returns, or is he just trying to change the subject?
No, I think the president's been very clear in talking about the economy time and again and talking about his record. I mean, this is a pretty common refrain from anybody who is going against a challenger to say, oh, he doesn't want to talk about his record, when the truth is Mitt Romney doesn't seem to want to talk about what's in there. And here's the problem. It's not just the tax records. It's not just the Swiss bank accounts or even the Cayman Islands accounts. The problem for Romney is that, A, his campaign continues to not have good answers to these kinds of questions in the same way they didn't really have very good answers about his record at Bain when presented with an alternative set of facts. And so the problem becomes this idea that, what is he hiding? Can you really trust Mitt Romney, particularly given that people already see him as somebody who switches positions on issues? So there's both the specifics of this particular matter in terms of what's in those, in the tax records. Why? I mean, if there's nothing in there, then why not just release them? But then it also plays to a larger narrative about whether or not this is someone who can really be trusted with your vote.
But then Romney went on to say that if it's about transparency, then why didn't the president exert executive privilege over the Fast and Furious documents? Molly, is this the way to fight this, or do you just release more tax returns? I mean, you know, we know that his dad did that, and in fact, at one point, his dad said, you don't release one tax return, because if you do that, it isn't necessarily representative.
Yeah, I mean, Romney has said that at least his tax return for the last year will eventually be released at some point. So we will have at least a partial answer to this question. But I think Karen's exactly right. There's a narrative that's building here. There's also this continuing narrative that we're seeing where everything with Romney, everything with the Democrats, the tax on Romney is about money, whether it's his personal finances, whether it's his record at Bain Capital and painting him as sort of, you know, this heartless, greedy vulture capitalist or whatever you want to call it. And even, you know, his fundraising and the fact that he's so outpacing Obama, and then you draw a line between that and his policies and wanting to ease the tax breaks for the rich. So I think we have this whole thing coming together for the Democrats where they're painting Romney as just the creature of the money culture.
And just to show how aggressive they're getting, there is also, we're hearing this from a report from the Hill, that members of the House and Senate essentially got schooled on how to go out and attack Romney. You know, sort of a play, it seems to me, Karen, from like the Karl Rove playbook, where the philosophy is you take one topic, you get everybody on the same page, and you hit it over and over and over again. Is that Team Obama's strategy right now?
Well, that's just called good communication strategy, so that means somebody earned their paycheck and is doing their job, frankly. But yeah, I mean, look, again, because this is an area where the Romney campaign and Governor Romney has not been particularly forthcoming with the answers, and here's the other problem in this matter. It's not a matter of, you know, he's a greedy rich person. I mean, we would all love to have Cayman Islands accounts and be wealthy. The point is, this man is running to be president of the United States. He's talking about a whole model for our economy, a trickle-down that would benefit people like himself, over as we've already seen. And what did he do with that money? It looks like he sent that money offshore to these offshore accounts so that he could avoid paying his fair share of taxes. He may have paid right up to the legal, you know, limit, but he did so by, you know, taking that money offshore.
Up next, Romney gets booed by the NAACP. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how!
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The focus of our attention at the moment is the presidential race as we get started in this hour. Host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talked about Mitt Romney's appearance at the NAACP convention where he was booed when he said he would repeal Obamacare.
In Houston, Mitt Romney went and spoke at the NAACP convention. Who does his booking? First off. Do you remember the number? I don't want to. It sounds like it's a silly number. President Obama received, I think it was 97-point-something% of the African American vote in the last election.
That's something like that.
It was 97.
Well above 90%, no question about
it. Am I right?
Yeah.
There is no other group, and I mean no other group, that got that kind of that votes in block like that in an election. Mitt Romney will not get 97% of the Mormons. No way.
Well, the white vote.
Certainly won't get it of the white vote.
There's no such thing as even the white vote, which is weird that there's something called the black vote.
Right. So the idea that they're going to vote for Obama based on skin color, because that's what it is. Just call it what it is. I'm not afraid to say it, and I don't think it's not racist for me to point out that this race votes for the guy who looks like that. Fine. It is what it is. But Mitt Romney still showed up at the NAACP convention, and I give him credit for that. I give him some credit for walking into the lion's den and basically talking to a group of people that wouldn't vote for him if he was the last man on earth.
Okay, but do you want to know what it sounded like when he was talking to them?
I do. That doesn't sound like they're happy.
Here's the part leading up to it.
I'm going to eliminate every non-essential, expensive program I can find.
Okay.
That includes Obamacare, and I'm going to work to reform and save.
And the news came out.
Yeah. So he stood before a group and said, I want to get rid of Obamacare. He stood in front of a group of African-Americans who... Now, the reality is that the NAACP and the people that would show up at this convention, Obamacare, to them, is not about health care. It's not about health insurance. It's about cheering for their guy.
Yeah.
It's why they jumped around when the Supreme Court made a decision when they couldn't name another Supreme Court decision. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like cheering for your favorite football team now. And they are cheering for President Obama to win. And Obamacare is what he stands for.
And despite the fact that unemployment rate in the black community is higher than it's been in a long time, you know, despite the fact that the income gap is huge.
The black unemployment rate is somewhere around 16-17%.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not trying to say that the black President Obama should fix all the black issues, because obviously I don't believe that, nor do I believe Mitt Romney can do that. But if I were Mitt Romney, I would have explained. I don't know. I didn't hear the whole speech. It was a 23-minute speech, and it happened this morning, so I just listened to you. What I would do differently to make, you know, get government out of their way, assuming they want government out of their way, which, you know, they might not.
I don't think they want government out of their way at all. Yeah. I think that the NAACP specifically wants more government in the sense of they want the scales tipped in their favor, which they think government can do because they think everybody else is out to get them.
But obviously,
because if you show up to work every day at the NAACP believing that everybody's out to get you, you'll prove it right.
Well,
at some
point, you know, I'd point out that, look, we've done this program, that program. It hasn't worked yet.
Right.
So we're not going to do those programs anymore. We're going to try something better.
Radio host Steve Scott with Charlie Matassian. Politico.com is his home. They talk about the reason Romney went to speak at the NAACP in the first place.
Why did Mitt Romney decide to speak to the NAACP?
Well, I think the idea, Steve, was for Romney to take his economic case to the NAACP, despite the, you know, expected skeptical reaction to a Republican presidential nominee, and despite the likelihood that the president would again win by huge margins among African Americans. You know, the Romney camp wanted to get that message out there about jobs and unemployment, and felt that it was important to give the NAACP a chance to hear what they're saying.
Now, at times, the reception was a little rocky. Listen to this.
I'm going to eliminate every non-essential, expensive program I can find. That includes Obamacare. And I'm going to work to reform and save.
And the booze went on for quite some time. What is the payoff for Mitt Romney here? Does he figure he has nothing to lose?
Well, that's part of it. In a sense, it was a mission impossible to begin with. I think the idea just is that he wants to show that he can be the president of all Americans, and that's the message that the Romney campaign was sending out, that even understanding that they were going to get a reaction like that, they still felt it was important to speak to African Americans, and they probably didn't expect a reaction that was that chilly. But having said that at least he could gain some respect as being willing to go before that kind of audience.
Interesting when Mitt Romney said he was the president who can make things better in the black community.
Yeah, I think that explains a little bit behind the cold reaction he got at times, making statements like that, knowing that, you know, for him to claim the White House, he's going to have to defeat the first African-American president in history. But I think it goes explains a little bit why the NAACP would issue a statement shortly after his speech that I think was fairly barbed when you look at it. It talks about, we're pleased that Governor Romney addressed our convention, but his positions are antithetical to many of our interests. And that's a pretty strong statement to make so quickly after his speech.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the black vote a given for Barack Obama?
I think it's fairly safe to say that. I mean, you're looking at, he won more than 9 out of every 10 black voters in 2008, and from every indication in the polls that we've seen so far, he's working at the same clip. There's no reason to think he's going to be below 90% this time either.
Up next, the House votes to repeal Obamacare. Another ring around the rosy, perhaps, conversationally here on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk host Mark Belling with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about why he was brought in to vote again when they know it'll be blocked by the Senate and the President.
The Senate's not going to pass the bill. So what was the point of today's vote?
That's what everybody seems to ask us. The point was to reassert the fact that the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter of this. We had two chances as of a few weeks ago to get rid of this law. We lost one, the Supreme Court. And to reassert the fact that this is in the hands of the people of this country, through their elected representatives, they can still repeal this law. We had the votes in the House of Representatives, which we proved to do that. The stopping block, the blockade, is the Senate and the President. And so we're also trying to highlight the fact that if we knew then what we know now about this law, there's no way it would have passed. There's no way the 7-vote margin that they had in the House and the, you know, they had no votes to spare in the Senate to pass this. When they passed this in the last session of Congress, they said if you like what you want, you can keep it. That's not true. They said this will lower health care costs. That's not true. Premiums are going up about $2,500. And that it doesn't have a tax increase on anybody. Well, there's 21 tax increases in this bill, 12 of which hit low and middle income workers. And so the empty promises have already been refuted. And we think we should bring attention to this because this thing is not only going to dramatically damage our healthcare system, it will blow a hole in the deficit and do a lot of damage to job creation. And so we want to bring attention to this because we want to show the country it is now up to you. You get to decide this November, you know, not only what kind of country you want to have, what kind of people you want us to be, but whether this law really stands or not. And that's,
well, there are a lot of people who, you know, the House and Senate, they don't remember which one of you is controlled by the Republicans, which one is controlled by the Democrats. By taking this vote and then people hearing nothing's going to happen after that, it makes it pretty clear to them
that's exactly
that one side wants to repeal it and the other side doesn't.
That's right. So Wisconsin, for example, we can make a big difference by electing a Republican to the U.S. Senate in November. We can make a big difference by sending our 10 electoral votes to Mitt Romney instead of Barack Obama in November. And those differences, which particularly in our state, can be the difference as to whether Obamacare stands or falls. Because it doesn't get fully implemented until 2014. So there's one more chance, which is in 2013, the next Congress, House and Senate, and President, that will determine whether this law stands or not before it is fully implemented in 2014.
There's another host named Susan Rose talking to an analyst named Bruce Breisky about whether House Republicans really have anything to gain by this latest vote on Obamacare.
Is this just political theater, or do Republicans have something to gain from this?
Well, I'll tell you, Susan, it is political theater, but they also have something to gain from it. There's a couple reasons. They want to keep this issue of health care on the front burner, not only in the presidential campaign, but in these congressional races. You've got to realize that only about 30%, the last poll that I saw, only about 30% of Americans agreed with Obamacare in this bill in its entirety. And what Congress is doing is really saying to their constituents, look, we know you don't like it, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this thing gets repealed. I think one of the things that they're going to try to do is to say, look, we even got a couple Democrats on board again this time. So and that will certainly be a talking point for the Republicans. You think about the fact that Obamacare doesn't really have that kind of support. And also another reason for this is that, and you want to talk about political theater, this is by many deemed as probably the only accomplishment that the Obama administration has had, if you want to call it an accomplishment. And I don't think the Republicans are really wanting to give him much credit for this. So, yeah, this is all heading up as a major talking point, a major issue in the upcoming campaign.
All right, let's move back to a debate that's kind of fresh this week. Voter ID laws. 5 states have changed them. We'll talk about them next year on The Countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back. Our attention now goes to the debate over the voter ID law. Hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking about how ridiculous they think it is that people are against the idea of having to show a legitimate form of ID before you vote.
Eric Holder spoke yesterday, did some kind of race-baiting speech.
And he is again?
He's the Attorney General of the United States. Don't ask me anybody between Bobbitt Kennedy and him. My mind draws a blank there, but because I was kind of out of politics for a long time. I was exhausted. So he delivered a speech yesterday. Recently, in which he said he compared it all to Jim Crow, this voter ID.
It's measured.
And saying that it is back to Jim Crow. The problem is that you can even get a free voter ID card if you request it. I believe it's in Texas, it is. And that's what he was referring to, their policy. My question is how difficult is it to get that free voter ID card? Because we want people to be able to just call in like an American Idol, the voter, just show up at the polls.
The day of, even as Wisconsin.
But is it difficult to get the free card? Are there some hoops that you have to go through? Do you have to be able to read English, for example?
The idea that it is onerous to register to vote and or vote in this country is utter silliness.
Okay. Well, you say that, but I need to know specifics. How easy is it? In the states that require voter ID,
you have motor voter. You still have federal motor voter law. So you go to the DMV and you can register to vote on site when you renew your driver's license.
Okay, but what if you're not up for renewal? At that point, like it's only every 4 years you're up for renewal.
Yeah,
what
but
if there's an election the next year.
You only need to register to vote once, unless you change your address and then you.
But what if you
vote when you go and change your other personal identification information, like I don't know, your driver's license or your.
And you could get it free, but isn't it embarrassing to ask for a free card? Well, there's got to be something that's onerous about getting the free card, because it seems too easy to me. It seems like liberals
look. There are 10 or 11 states now that where you have to present an ID before you vote, and it's, okay.
Can you get a free card if you can? I mean, do you have to show your tax forms and everything in order to get the free
this
card?
This is such a silly conversation. Look, here's the bottom line. Everybody Chicago and Illinois is a perfect example because it's part of our yuck heritage to talk about the dead voting in Chicago.
Right.
So all of this, you want to do a simple anti-fraud measure like present an ID in order to vote. in states where both sides can see there's voter fraud by just the nature of the political culture and the jokes.
Do
that,
they, though?
And the jokes that we make about them. Of course they do.
And do voter IDs prevent actual voter fraud?
Well, it's a one-step preventative measure. There's nothing that's a panacea, but at least it's something that enhances ballot security.
Here's Taco's Michelle McPhee with one of her callers. They focus on how anybody could possibly feel voter ID laws would be discriminatory.
The idea that these voter ID laws are in any way discriminatory is so outlandish. I can't even wrap my mind around where Holder and his ilk are coming from. Well, right here in Milford, Massachusetts, a dog named Ruger, a German Shepherd, an 8-year-old German Shepherd, got a voter registration card in the mail. A dog named Ruger got her voter registration card in the mail at her owner's home right here in Massachusetts. So why can't the owner of Ruger, clearly Ruger is registered to vote, go to the voting location and vote in the name Ruger so-and-so, Ruger McPhee, whatever, Ruger? There is nothing that prevents the owner from voting in his German Shepherd's name because we do not require identification at the polling booth. This is not a race issue. I cannot believe Eric Holder is once again crying racist when we are talking about simply showing an ID so there's not fraud at the polling location. Steve, you're next. We're right ahead.
The voter ID discriminates against no one. The problem is that if it goes through, the Democrats lose big time. Now, all you hear is how it's a burden and it's the cost. My late mother never drove, never had a license. But yet, in order to write a check, you need an ID. In the state of Massachusetts, you go down to the registry, you are given a Massachusetts ID card after you provide your birth certificate and the like, and the charge is one time $10. And if they want to do that, let them use the EBT card for that.
Exactly. When you can use your EBT card to go down and get a tramp stamp, which you can right now, and a belly ring. And
You know, the biggest issue I have, I moved to New Hampshire about a little over 7 years ago, and every time I vote, when I walk up to the nice old folks that are sitting there, I show them my license, and they say to me, oh, you don't have to do that. I says, I know, but I want you to know who I am. And every single one of them has said, you know, you're absolutely right.
Up next, the latest on the move by the president to extend the Bush tax cuts here on the Talk Radio Review.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
Yeah, it's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk radio in review, talk television as well. Talk host Pete Callender with Tim Miller, Deputy Communications Director for the RNC, about the reemergence of the debate over the tax cuts.
You've got this idea of the tax cut being pitched again, which sounds vaguely familiar. I think I remember this debate having occurred sometime in the past. But so let's start there, just because maybe it's old news, and somehow or another these stories are just, what, making it out 2 years after the fact?
Sure. Well, no, the president now has come back out again, and he had a, you know, press conference at the White House indicating that he's re-pushing this, you know, same measure that he campaigned on in 2008 and then didn't get passed in 2009 and 2010, and that's, you know, letting the Bush tax cuts expire. He had the House and the Senate in 2009 and 2010, did not do that, did Obamacare and some other things instead. And so now here we are in 2012, and I think he sees this as a wedge issue. He wants to try to make it seem like he's for tax cuts for the low-income folks while the Republicans are for the rich. But, you know, that's not the reality of the situation. You know, what the cutoff that he's proposing for increasing taxes affects 840,000 small businesses. So it's going to affect all of their employees, all of the potential employees that wouldn't be hired because, you know, they have to pay a higher tax burden. And the thing is, it's basically just political theater, the press conference, because he doesn't have the votes in either the House or the Senate to get it passed. In fact, there have been about 10 senators who are Democrats who oppose this, you know, who think it's not a good idea to raise taxes on small businesses in a recession. So, you know, it's essentially a political ploy that's going nowhere.
So the president's plan, I'm reading this from the New York Post, he wants a one-year extension of the current tax rates for people earning less than $250,000 a year. I guess if you earn $252,000, you see your taxes go up. That's right.
But the thing is, a lot of people who own small businesses file as individuals. You know, if you're a plumber and you have a couple of employees, you know, who help you, and you're in your little small business, you know, grosses, you know, $300,000-$400,000 a year, you're going to be impacted by this. And so you might not be making $250,000 a year. You're probably not, with expenses and the fact that you're paying, you know, a person or two to help you with that small business. So you're going to be paying increased taxes as well. And that's really what gets lost in this. And you know, the idea of raising taxes during a recession is really, you know, not smart. Pretty much every economist said that what this is going to do is slow the economy by, you know, 1% of GDP. So no matter who you increase taxes on, it's not good. But particularly it's on these small business folks and the people that they're hiring. It's going to have a negative impact.
Host Gary Allen talking to financial analyst Peggy Murphy about how much the so-called tax cuts will actually wind up costing you.
Break it down. What's it going to cost us?
Well,
it depends what bracket you're in and if you're one of the favorite group here, but what the president seems to be proposing to me seems like, you know, that little teeny Band-Aid that comes in the box versus all the others. And we have something ready to hemorrhage over here. He's going to put this little Band-Aid on it. This is just not going to do what needs to be done.
So you're saying there's a much, much bigger problem, obviously.
Oh, the bigger issue.
Yeah.
The folks that do our tax research here that get us to it are calling it Tax Armageddon, happening January 1st. And if you take a look at all the things that will change January 1 automatically right now, is what's happening, excuse me, is the Bush-era tax cuts that came in 2001 and 2003.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to expire 2010, and we
right.
had this big issue then. We're extended for two more years, get us through the election year here. And now they will all expire January 1. And so this is not just the tax rates. It's the capital gains rates, qualified dividend rates, marriage penalty comes back, the phase-outs of itemized deductions and exemptions come back. We lose a lot of the good credits, like tuition credit, child tax credit goes down. For businesses, their ability to use Section 179 expensing election goes from, I mean, we're at $500,000, we'll go to $25,000. Bonus depreciation
yeah.
phases out. It just continues. It's a huge problem. Just for an example, here's one, your family owns a small business. Let's say the business owner brings in $90,000. Spouse might be a teacher, brings in $60,000. Business has profit of $150,000. They're going to leave that in there, buy some equipment, hire people, pay down business debt. Their taxes will go up by $12,200.
Wow.
Whoa. Plus another $2,500 or so because this payroll tax change is going away. So we're talking about $15,000 on that family. That business, out of their profit, they were already going to have to pay about $50,000 in taxes. Now we'll pay $65,000.
And now some talk radio callers. As you know, we take a lot of calls on the program. We edit some of them, take some of them live, and some of them come from the programs that we are monitoring.
This is just another attempt by George, by Obama, to buy votes on what were called last week the Bush tax cuts. Now they're just a middle-class tax cut. Isn't that amazing how the sound sounds so different from the middle-class tax cut to the Bush tax cut? Let's see, we were buying votes on the college tuition, on the gays, on the Hispanics, not going to go after them, on the women. What can we buy votes with next? It's coming along to where we buy, but guess what? It's not going to help any.
Small business with two employees. We're taxed as a mis corp as if it's an individual's income, so the $250,000 applies as if we actually made that. So the 36% rate, you got a 9.75% contribution to Social Security and state taxes. There's personal property tax, franchise tax, gas at the pump, gas on TV, gas, oil, electric. By the time we get to the 70% of the middle class that makes what looks like $250,000 a year, there's nothing left. So the 2% is typically a ploy. They say they want to do things for small business, but it's being squeezed from both sides. Mitt Romney makes 15%, pays 15%. We pay about 70. I think we're in deep trouble.
I believe the tax cuts should be extended from the middle class on down. If you look at the income disparity by any economist, the income disparity is at its highest since the Great Depression. Simply put, the rich are getting richer, and the middle class on down are losing ground. In fact, I think over the last decade, it's minus 6% middle class, and the rich people, they're just going out the roof. What we have to do is stop the loopholes and the special tax rate cuts for jobs being shipped overseas. And with Bush, too, we lost almost 8 million jobs being shipped overseas. That's going to destroy the economy for years to come. I think what we need to do is concentrate on the middle class, the working people in this country. The Republicans, everything they do is just geared towards the rich. I think it's down the middle class, which drives the economy, makes a comeback in this country.
The president should sign these tax cuts. The wealthy, the millionaires, are going to make their money regardless of how much taxes they pay. They're going to make their money because they have invested. And they are going to make their money. Middle class is not able to, we're not able to invest. Therefore, we live from paycheck to paycheck. We should not pay as much taxes as we all pay.
Up next, moving to the latest on the investigation into the Penn State sex abuse scandal here on our Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio in review, talk television as well. What people are talking about on the radio and on television, and that certainly includes in sports talk radio and conventional talk radio, the Penn State scandal. Hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Aaron Kucherski about the FBI investigation into the allegations that officials at Penn State knew about Sandusky's crimes and chose to cover them up rather than do anything about it.
They must be tiptoeing around on the Penn State campus here the next 48 hours or so.
Well, it's going to be a rather difficult couple of days, I think, for all associated with Penn State University, because the former FBI director, Judge Louis Free, is expected tomorrow morning to release his exhaustive report on the nature of the school, its culture, and the sexual abuse scandal that engulfed the place over the last several months. And this report is going to be particularly difficult on Joe Paterno, the legendary football coach who died earlier this year, and the culture that he cultivated on campus and involving the football program.
And Aaron, can you give us some insight in what you think is the likely condemnation of Joe Paterno? Is the report likely to say that he had some inside knowledge that he simply did not report, or is it simply turning a blind eye? What is the criticism of Joe Paterno?
Well, at the very least, according to emails that have been leaked over the last couple of weeks, it's going to raise some new questions about how Paterno handled the allegations against his former assistant coach and whether he had any involvement in the decision not to report Sandusky to authorities, and whether that was just part of a culture that allowed the football program to operate with almost immunity from any kind of punishment or scandal. And this is going to be something that draws the ire of the Paterno family, which is very protective of the legendary coach's image and his status in the community. And they've already issued a statement, the family has, saying that he had no knowledge that Jerry Sandusky was a pedophile and did nothing to in any way prevent a proper investigation.
Here's Taco Sam Cedar with the recently leaked emails that are at the heart of the current FBI investigation. Pretty interesting stuff.
This is just a horrible story. You know, I didn't cover the Sandusky trial or story that much. And for me, the story has always been how this guy was enabled to do what he did. And I still contend that class and race played a big part in this. But if these kids were not poor kids, he would not have been able to continue doing what he'd done for so long. And now, apparently, you know, Louis Free is investigating the whole thing at Penn State as to how it was that Sandusky was never in any way officially reprimanded or turned into the authorities after an assistant coach saw him firsthand raping a 10-year-old boy. So apparently this assistant coach, everybody knows this story, Mike McCrary, went to Paterno, told Paterno what he had seen. Paterno, in turn, brought it up to the university's president, Graham B. Spanier, the athletic director, Tim Curley, the campus police, Gary Schultz. And apparently those three had determined that they would have to tell authorities, but according to emails, and Paterno never used email, but according to emails characterizing conversations that they had with Paterno, it seems that Spanier, Curley, Schultz all decided after talking to Paterno that they should not do anything about this. And all they did, apparently, was just tell Jerry Sandusky's charity that, hey, you guys may have a problem. This charity that seems to be basically a feeder for this serial rapist and child molester, you may have a problem, but, you know, whatever. Now, of course, Paterno passed away in January. And Spanier resigned as the president of Penn State back, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago. But all of the people who are involved in enabling and covering up for this guy should go to jail.
All right, so we've had a lot of things in this hour of the countdown. You can check out more of the information that we've used to sort of put together our reports at DougStephan.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.